and this is Illinois Public Media. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. Good morning. Welcome. Thank you for listening to the radio station this morning. A news note of two about agriculture out of Washington, D.C. as we head into the numbers. First, Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack has high hopes that Congress will follow through on a farm bill conference negotiation between the House and Senate. That is yet to be seen. We'll see more next week as we get back to work with Congress and other types of things in Washington, D.C., including what's been happening with U.S. EPA, where with just a few weeks left in the public comment period, the EPA says it has received more than 10,600 comments on the proposed cut to the 2014 RFS, or Renewable Fuel Standards volumes. Those are the volumes that guide how much biofuels, ethanol, soy diesel, such things, happen to be blended into the supply of the gasoline for the use in the United States. Here's a couple of other items. The national average basis for corn this morning unchanged at 19 cents under the March contract, while the DTN National Corn Index was down a cent. At $4.02, the national average cases basis for soybeans was also unchanged at 29 cents under the March futures contract, and the DTN National Soybean Index was down 22 cents. Average cash price across the nation for soybeans at $12.41. The national average basis for hard red winter wheat down a penny at 22 cents under the March, and the hard red winter wheat index for the cash price down 10 cents at $6.10. Now, here's Drew Lerner with the update of the weather forecast for the nation and the growing regions around the globe.
Weather conditions across the Midwest this weekend will certainly be in transition, and we'll see quite a change take place with warmer weather today into early Saturday, and then much colder air and a good chance for a major league winter storm brewing across the eastern portions of the region. The weekend storm system is going to be impressive, but let's back up for just a moment and we'll talk about the weather for today. We do expect to see a warmer bias occur across the Midwest after temperatures this morning fell below zero. Zero down southward to the northern portions of the Ohio River basin. And it looks like we'll see a quick snap around on temperatures in the western portions of the Midwest. Afternoon temperatures today will be in the 30s and 40s, but the east will still be held to the teens and 20s. Tomorrow will bring warmer air into the eastern areas, but the west will turn notably colder. Eastern portions of the Midwest will be in the 30s and some 40s for highs tomorrow afternoon, while the western portions of the Corn Belt will see temperatures tumble. We'll probably see the falling temperatures throughout the day in certainly the northwest and west central parts of the region, and the temperatures tomorrow morning will probably be warmest in southern portions of the region. The temperatures will bottom out as we move into Sunday and Monday across some of the western portions of the Midwest, and temperatures will likely drop below zero as far south as the Oklahoma-Kansas border area and perhaps northwestern Arkansas, southern Missouri, and even portions of northern sections in Kentucky. Now, the coldest air in Kentucky will hold off probably until Monday and Tuesday of next week, whereas the coldest weather in Kansas and Oklahoma will probably occur Monday, and we'll see quite a few areas in the northern half of the Midwest seeing some very cold conditions already on Sunday. Extreme lows in the areas near the Canada border in North Dakota and Minnesota will likely drop down to near or slightly below minus 40 degrees. And we'll likely see many areas across the upper parts of the Midwest experiencing lows in the negative 20s and negative 30s. Well, this temperature contrast from extreme cold conditions in the northwestern portions of the Midwest late this weekend with the warmer bias still lingering in the southeastern corner of the country will help to form a deep low pressure center in the eastern Midwest that will likely run towards the northeastern corner of the country. As the storm system intensifies, we'll likely see a significant snow event. Anywhere from 3 to 10 inches of snow will accumulate across the eastern Midwest, and perhaps some local totals getting up over 12 inches in the easternmost parts of the region and on into the northeastern corner of the country. Blizzard or near blizzard conditions will likely evolve as the low pressure system intensifies, and we'll likely see that strong wind behind the low pressure center bringing in the bitter cold air from the upper parts of the Midwest. That's when the temperatures will plummet across the region. We'll see freezes all the way down to the Gulf of Mexico coast and possibly into Florida's citrus country as well. The storm system and all the bitter cold will certainly begin to abate as we get into the middle to latter part of next week. It'll take a while for a warming to occur sufficiently across the region to end the bitter cold. But as we do bring the warmer air into the region, another storm system may form across the central and eastern northern parts of the Midwest, bringing in some rain, freezing rain, sleet, and snow to areas that are already going to be deeply buried in snowfall. So a very rough 5 to 7 days of weather coming up across portions of the Midwest. Winter wheat will be adequately protected across the region with the snow that's coming up. The only area that might not have enough snow on the ground would be in the Central Plains, but I think there will be some snow out there. Temperatures in the Central Plains will get down below zero through most of Kansas, and it'll be important that there is some snow on the ground to protect the winter crops and across those areas. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Your thanks go, of course, to Drew Lerner for his daily updates of the agricultural weather forecast for the Midwest, the nation, and the planet. Here are the way the numbers are trading in Chicago at the CME Group. At this hour, futures in the soft red winter wheat are a penny and three quarters higher for the nearby March contract at $5.98¾. The May at $6.05¼, up a penny and a half. March corn at $4.21½, up one. May at $4.30, up one. July at $4.37, up a penny and a quarter. And December at $4.49½, up one and one quarter. January beans at $12.89¼, two and a quarter higher. March contract at $12.74¼, up four and one quarter. And July beans at $12.51¾, 5½ cents higher. November beans $11.29½, new crop up a half cent. January bean meal at $4.26¼, up 2¢. Bean oil at $38.59, 8 cents higher. Live cattle futures at $135.87½, up 25 in the February. April at $136.17½, 37½ higher, and January feeders at $167.65, up 65. March at $167.75, up 75. Lean hogs in the February at $87.25, 17½ higher, and the April at $92 even, up 20 cents for the day. Let's check now on how the analysis is pairing out. We'll discuss that with Bill Mayer. He's at Strategic Farm Marketing from right here in Champaign County. Good morning to you, Bill.
Good morning, Todd.
Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you. Cold outside.
It's cold, but it's going to get warmer today and, well, a lot colder on Sunday night and Monday and into Tuesday. So brace yourself, I suppose. We'll have more on the weather forecast in a bit. Hey, yesterday we had a tumble in the soybeans. Did you see anything interesting in the marketplace from that and why corn managed to stay stronger?
I was kind of looking at the open interest here this morning, and wheat and corn, actually, the open interest was up. Soybeans, they were down. So, I mean, you could make the case that the funds maybe, or the speculator, I should say, was coming in, maybe buying the corn as it was down here, making some pretty low numbers. And soybeans, they were getting out of some longs. There was probably some spreading going on there, too. But that was kind of interesting, I thought, here this morning.
And then, of course, next week we have both the USDA crop production reports and the finals numbers for the grain stocks due.
Yeah, right. Informer's out later this morning with their estimate on that. So a week from today we get the January stocks number. Not a lot of talk about that yet, but I think that could be interesting. See where we're at, just looking at some of the basis levels kind of makes you wonder, you know, if the corn's out there and where it's at. And I think right now probably the biggest negative in the market is probably this South American weather. They've really gotten some help as we were on the holiday there. They got some pretty good rains in Argentina and continue to look like probably normal conditions here.
Speaking of being on the holiday, I made note that in the export sales, we were down, what, 90% from the previous week, 80% from the prior four-week average? Was that just the new year?
I think it was such a difference there, Todd, that I think the trade's not putting a lot of stock in that because of the fact that it was, you know, two holidays in the middle of the week. You know, don't ever know what, you know, what may have happened there, what the reporting could have been. So I think they'll probably wait and see what next week numbers bring.
And finally, your expectations for the rest of the day.
I think we're going to continue to be choppy. I think, you know, we're going to probably try eventually to move that March corn up to that 4¼ mark again, maybe test that. But I don't really expect a lot of movement here today. Closing out a week, I think we'll probably just kind of keep her sideways.
Thanks so much, Bill.
Thank you, Todd.
Mm-hmm. Bill Mayer is with Strategic Farm Marketing. He's from right here in Champaign, Illinois.
Support comes from Country Financial. Country Financial is hosting farm information sessions throughout Illinois from December to March. Topics include updates to the federal crop insurance program, the Farm Bill, and how to use grain marketing and crop insurance together to manage risk. Registration information is on their crop update website at countrycrop.com/update.
Now you're listening to Illinois Public Media. It's coming up on the top of the hour. It'll be 9 o'clock Central Time. This is WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3, Urbana. The National Weather Service has issued a special weather statement for the following counties: Knox, Stark, Peoria, Marshall, Woodford, Fulton, Tazewell, McLean, Schuyler, Mason, Logan, DeWitt, Piatt, Champaign, Vermilion, Cass, Menard, Scott, Morgan, Sangamon, Christian, Macon, Moultrie, Douglas, Coles, Edgar, Shelby, Cumberland, Clark, Effingham, Jasper, Crawford, Clay, Richland, Lawrence counties. I suspect everybody's in that list. They say there's a potential for significant snow accumulation Saturday night and Sunday. That followed by a cold wave. We already know about it. One of the coldest air masses in years will overspread the Midwest on Sunday into Sunday night. The storm system accompanying this cold front is expected to bring the threat for significant snow as well to parts of central, east central, and southeast Illinois Saturday night, and then continue through much of the day Sunday. Current indications suggest that significant snow accumulations will be possible across much of the area, with the higher probabilities for heavy snow in excess of 6 inches, roughly along a line from south of Springfield to Champaign. We'll keep you up to date on the weather forecast as we make our way through the day here at Illinois Public Media. I'm UofI Extension's Todd Gleason.